Okay, you're ready.
Thank you. We were working on state exhibits 91 through 96. Did you have an opportunity to review those?
Yes, I did.
What are collectively those exhibits?
Those are photographs I took at the crime lab as I was examining this jean jacket.
And let's go through each of those. Let's start with the exhibit number 91. What do we see in exhibit number 91?
This is the backside of the jean jacket. Before I've done anything to it, in this photo, I've got a ruler out and my case number, item number, date and initials in the top right corner of that photo.
Moving to exhibit 92, what is this?
This is the same photograph, except now I've looked at and marked certain areas on the jean jacket that I wanted to test for possible blood.
Could you, with the laser pointer, show us the various markings that you've put on the jean jacket?
Sure. To distinguish those, or I guess to kind of sub-itemize each stain, I label those with in this case, I labeled them with A, you know, with letters. So I've got stain A, stain B, C, D, E, and F. And then stain G and stain H.
Did you do the KM presumptive test on these various stains?
Yes, I did.
And what was your results with regards to performing that KM test?
Stains A, B, C, and D were KM positive, and E, F, G, and H were KM negative.
Did you then perform confirmatory tests on the various samples A, B, C, and D?
Yes.
What was your results for those spots A, B, C, and D?
Those were positive for human blood.
Show you State Exhibit 93. What is this?
That's a close-up of stain A. Again, it's got a ruler in there and that little tag that I made that's got the case number, item number, date, and my initials.
Could you point with the laser where you're looking at or testing?
Stain A, so the whole stain is outlined in the silver marker color, but the stain is actually right there. And I can't tell from the photo, it may go up just a little bit right into there.
And exhibit number 94?
This is a close-up of stain B. With the ruler, again, identifying tag, the stain is circled with a silver marker, and the stain B is right there.
Exhibit 95.
A close-up of stain C. It's got the ruler in there. The stain is circled. It's got my tag identifying it, case number, item number, date and initial, and the reddish-brown stain is right in there.
And then State Exhibit 96.
This is stain D. Again, it's got the ruler and the identifying tag, as well as the stain, which is circled. There's a little bit of reddish-brown stain there, and then a little bit up into there.
Requested admissions of State Exhibit 91 through 96.
Your Honor, again, subject to the same
change.
Changing up the chain.
Okay, 91 through 96 are received.
With regards to the spots A, B, and C, and D, did you note any type of pattern in that alignment?
The only thing I did notice is that they were kind of in a linear straight line pattern from top of the jacket down towards the bottom of the jacket.
Did you perform DNA work on that particular jacket?
Only on one stain from that jacket.
Which stain was that?
That was stain A from the jacket.
Why just stain A, not the others?
Well, it's common to take like a representative sample of an item. So looking at the jacket, there were four blood stains on that jacket that kind of lined up to similar to each other. And I knew we had other items to test for DNA, so I selected stain A, no other reason than it was a good stain.
Could you have picked any of the other stains, stain B, C, or D?
Yes, I could have.